Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
Well, the last time we read a regular chapter, which we're all kind of fucked up here because we've been off our game for a minute.
But, and reading out of order.
Q&A's
taking too long.
Now,
and
you would have heard this really early if you'd been on our Discord live, because we actually did this prior to releasing the Q&A for 24.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
Just saying, you should get on our Discord.
You really should.
But
that's on you.
Or on us, because we haven't released it yet. But, you know, there's that too. So we read Matthew chapter 25 was the last actual chapter we read.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in that chapter, we had three parables.
We did.
Yeah. There was the 10 virgins and five of them forgot the oil and they went back.
They were not prepared.
And then they missed the party.
Yeah. They got locked out.
They got locked out of heaven, maybe, I guess.
The dinner party.
Sort of whatever. But they're comparing it to, like, you know, the things and the stuff and the God shit and all that, right?
An unfortunate
And then there's the parable of the talents. And mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. was this master gave them money and to go out and hold the money or whatever, and do the things, I guess.
Two of his servants.
There was no real direction, right?
It was three of his servants.
Right, right. And one of them decided, hey, I'm going to take this money and I'm going to bury it. And
I'm scared of losing it.
Right. And that fucker got in trouble because he just buried the money and didn't make more money with it. And I'm like, wait, you didn't tell him to make more money. You just told him, here's the money.
Hang on to it.
Why the fuck is he in trouble? You got the fucking money back. The directions weren't clear, much like the fucking Bible.
Right.
And so what? He got you your money. He got your money back.
Jesus said, always be ready. But then he also said, always be scared. But then he also said, why are you so scared, bro? Invest it.
Apparently, if you aren't a good investor, you aren't going to make it into heaven.
Well, I don't know. That tracks.
Right, right. And then there was the parable of the sheep and goats.
Oh, I forgot about the sheep and goats.
Yeah, where...
Sheep and goat.
You're supposed to, like, feed the hungry, welcome strangers, clothe the poor, all that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, you're going to burn in hell.
Because,
you know, compassion, right? You got to have compassion for these people. And if you don't have compassion,
right,
then God won't have compassion either. And he'll burn the fuck out
because
of you. And you'll roast forever.
God is retributive.
For all eternity and forever and ever. Amen. Holy or what? Jesus Christ. This is some fucked up shit. This is like, what?
Gary Land.
Do these things or else you are going to fucking have eternal damnation. Eternal damnation.
Right.
These are the messages in the Bible from Jesus.
I'm very excited to become Christian. You have convinced me. This sounds like the choice I want to make.
In no way whatsoever.
Right?
Like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
I can't possibly.
It's not good.
Take this seriously.
It's not a good message.
Like when I think of love and compassion, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think of them as things that you give unconditionally.
Yeah.
Things that you give without the need for reciprocation. Right.
Right.
But God expects reciprocation, or else.
Yeah.
Or else.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
Exactly.
Right. Like I just. This makes no sense to me from a loving God.
Well,
like,
said he's loving. Just said he's scary as fuck and you should never not be afraid.
Well, and that is part of the reason why I'm like, fuck this shit. This is stupid.
I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's dumb.
Free will. Okay. I'm operating mine. See ya.
All right. Anyway, that was Matthew chapter 25.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that today we're going to be reading...
Little Maddie, chapter 26.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie. All right, we are hopping into Little Maddie, chapter 26.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
When Jesus had finished saying all these things.
The three parables.
The ones that he said. He then said to his disciples in red, so you know it's him.
Obviously.
As you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified. Yeah. Mm. I didn't.
So he gets crucified on Passover?
Yeah, that's
or something?
Kind of what a lot of it's about.
Oh, because he's oh shit, I'm stupid. No, it takes him a while to die, right? So like the three days. And then Easter.
Yeah, the Palm Sunday.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Fat
right.
Tuesday.
Yeah. I knew
Mardi Gras.
If I would have thought about it for like 2 seconds, I would have known that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. It takes him some days to
big
die.
Big ass holidays and shit.
And then it takes some days to the three to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then the chief priests and the elders of the people assembled in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas. And they schemed to arrest Jesus secretly and kill him.
Okay.
See, and I was talking about murdery things earlier.
Yeah.
Very on theme.
Right. It's true. Yeah. And you missed, if you aren't in the live Discord, you missed wife going on about murdering people.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just, you never know what's going to happen in the Discord.
But what's really funny is that you were like, stop talking about murdery things. But right. Then here we are in the Bible talking about murdery things.
It scares me that, you know, if like somebody new shows up to our Discord, that you're going to scare them off because it's like.
Never not be afraid.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yahweh said it first. Never not be afraid.
Just to be clear, you never know what you're going to hear when you pop into our Discord.
Oh, that's true.
And it could be really odd sounding. So just be prepared for that if you do show up.
It could be about strawberry shortcake.
It could.
It could be about the neighborhood app.
That could happen.
It could be about a thought exercise and premeditated murder.
Yeah, and all three of those happened tonight. So
they did. Unrelated to each other. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, okay, hold on. The high priest is named Caiaphas.
Okay.
I couldn't remember who he was.
Sure.
I didn't know that name prior to this.
I didn't either.
I'm trying to like, okay, who was, okay, chief priests, elders, they all assembled and they got a high priest named Caiaphas. Okay. And they're like, we got to kill this fucker.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they said not during the festival.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to ruin the festival.
There may be a riot among the people.
Fucking riots.
Let's start a riot. What song is that?
I don't know.
Oh, you never know the songs I sing.
Well, yeah, you're right. I don't. But I did know a movie reference you mentioned earlier.
What was it?
The Princess, you mentioned Princess
Bride. Oh, the
Bride.
Dread Pirate Roberts.
When we were on the Discord. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, so no, was, you're right, you're
know.
Right, you're
so
right.
So I did get something tonight, not on the live podcast, not on the podcast, but right. Like, you know, earlier.
You're right.
Okay.
While Jesus was in Bethany in the home of Simon the leper.
Good old Simon the leper.
That's Simon. He's quite the leper. But he's not a leopard.
Wouldn't that be, that's a terrible world to live in where you're known by the flaws, like the terrible, like,
the, like,
like whatever, you're defined by the worst thing about you.
Kathy, the breast cancer haver. Tom, the testicular cancer guy.
Right,
you know? Like,
this guy is Simon the leper forever. For fucking ever.
I'm wife, the chick that had the broken arm.
Right.
You know, broken armed. She had surgery on her wrist.
Your wife, the Twilight lover.
Yeah, that's bullshit. That is mean. That was out of nowhere. An unnecessary cruelty.
It was more of a thing for our Discord listeners because they love the Twilight.
They do love Twilight.
They love the Twilight thing.
Love Twilight. I'm just gonna leave it right there. They love Twilight. I mean, our Discord listeners.
That might listeners, be a slight mischaracterization.
Our Discord friends are some crazy people, and they just love Twilight. I'm always making fun of them for it too. Can't even believe that. All right, but you stepped all over my leopard joke.
Did you do a leopard joke?
When I said Simon the leper and I said, or Simon the leopard.
Oh.
Because one time when you were reading out loud,
yeah.
You said leopard instead of leopard.
Yeah, instead of leopard.
And that's never not funny.
It's never not funny.
Yeah. So Simon the leper, right?
Yeah.
Jesus is chilling at his pad. And then a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume.
Okay.
Which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. I love
it. Wait, whose head did she pour it on?
Jesus.
Jesus' head. Okay.
She's like, Jesus, Does Jesus have some perfume? Well, she's like cleaning him up.
Okay.
She's like, this stuff smells good. Have it. And then she dumped it on his head.
I just find that really, like, that's a really odd interaction.
Well, I mean, it might not have been to them. I don't know.
That could be. But to me, it feels really weird.
Well, yeah, if you're just sitting back in the recliner that you don't have, but let's pretend that you have one. And you did recently say that you wanted one.
I do.
Which is funny.
I really do want a recliner.
So, okay, let's pretend that I got
Specifically, one with, like, heating and massage, the whole nine
yards. Right. So, your birthday's coming up, right? Let's pretend.
I ain't getting no fucking
no, but let's pretend I said,
for my birthday.
Let's pretend that I got you a fucking recliner, right? And so, you're just chillaxing in your fucking recliner. And I walk up and I'm like, sup? And then I dump some perfume on you.
I'd be pissed.
You would be. Would you murder me?
No, I would not murder you.
But I bet that our Discord listeners would understand if you did.
Probably. Yeah.
All right.
Actually.
Especially if it was in an alabaster jar and was very expensive.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. Yeah, they were.
This was weird.
Why this waste? They asked. This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor.
Sure.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that makes sense.
Like, remember when $5 footlong Jesus burned down that statue?
Right.
And then instead of, like, taking the insurance money and donating it.
Yeah, they built another,
but not as tall statue.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We're talking about Big Butter Jesus there. And in case you don't know, you should look up Lightning Strikes Big Butter Jesus. Because it's a great Google search and there's a great video to go along with it.
$5 foot long, Big Butter Jesus, Touchdown Jesus. Those are the three most popular names for this guy.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, it's a great story. And it happened just south of where we live.
A long time ago.
A long time ago, but still. A very cool story.
But we still have to drive by the replacement Jesus all the time.
Yeah. And every time we do, we're like, ha ha. Anyways, aware of this, Jesus said to them, why are you bugging this woman?
Hold on. I had a thought that got interrupted by Big Butter Jesus.
Okay, what?
And that is that this woman dumped this cologne on Jesus' head, right?
Yeah.
And she could have sold it for a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
Well, that fucker in that parable got in trouble for burying the money and not making money with it. This woman just wastes this fucking perfume and didn't make money with it. So is she going to hell?
No, I think that Jesus is going to be like on her side.
Well, she should have made money with it.
Jesus is not very consistent, it turns out, any more than Yahweh was.
Right, yeah.
Very confusing.
Yeah.
Why are you bugging this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. Mm. Because listen, they weren't upset about the fact that she dumped something on them. They were upset about the fact that the money,
right.
You wasted the
money. And I could understand the upsetness, them being upset because...
Like, you was just yelling.
He just told us, like, this dude that just buried the money, he's in trouble and he might go to hell. So,
yeah.
You know.
The poor you will always have with you. There's always going to be poor people. Oh, my God. Why are you worrying about poor people all the time?
Yeah, we can't worry about them.
But you will not always have me. Wow.
So, okay. Hold on. Jesus is more important than the fucking... Okay.
I'm only going to be here a few more days.
You can only get into heaven if you take care of the meek and the meager, the lowest and all this, right? And you give your money away. But if you shower money on top of Jesus, then you're fine.
Because he's only going to be in town a few days.
Because let's be honest, that's what's happening here. She is showering money over top of Jesus, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, this is fine. This is all fine.
Because I'm awesome.
Right.
Because
nothing wrong. Nothing wrong here.
Because I'm Batman.
This is bullshit is what it is.
The poor you will always have. There's always going to be poor people. I don't know why you're fucked up about
this. This is like the goddamn televangelist being like,
yes,
you give me money because God, you know,
yes.
And it's okay.
You will not always. I'm about to die in a few days. I deserve this. Oh my God. This is terrible and I hate it.
It is.
Okay, he continues in his red ink. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. I'm a about to die.
You got.
I need to smell good.
Like 2 or 3 days before you're getting fucking put up on the cross, and then you're going to be up there for
I'm
going to
be up there sweating in the hot sun. I got to smell good.
I promise your shit is still going to stink when you die.
I'm going to poop on that cross, and it's going to coat my legs.
Let's just be perfectly honest. She wasted the goddamn perfume.
Right.
Period.
Because it's not going to help him not stink as he's dying.
Right.
Like, not to be crass and over, like, that is a terrible way to die.
It is. Look, I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
I mean.
Okay, most people.
Most people. I wouldn't, there's like a very short list.
Yeah, very. Let's not go into it, though.
I mean, Hitler would have been on that
for
list.
For sure, yeah.
Like, and people that are like Hitler.
Sure.
That we will not mention because the FBI might be listening.
Oh, my God.
What?
Jesus Christ.
What? What?
Holy fuck.
Anyway, he's like, I'm about to go hang on a cross. I'm going to be like shitting my pants. And I'm like, when you have your wrists nailed and you're hanging there, you're actually suffocating. And so I'm going to be slowly suffocating to death.
Yeah.
I gotta smell good. It's the only thing I'm going to have. Come on. Come on.
And he wouldn't want that to be wasted on the poor people, for
Don't
God's sakes. Why would you give that to the poor people?
I gotta smell good while I'm dying.
Yeah, the smelling good while you're dying is way more important.
This just pisses me off.
It really does.
Okay, yeah. Then he continues. Truly, I tell... Oh, this is like the white lady that puts her hand on her heart when she's about to tell you a real truth.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not racist, she says. Okay. He says, truly, I tell you... This makes me laugh. Wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.
Well, because it's written in the Bible.
They did write that shit down.
They did.
Never not give money to your religious leaders.
Sure. And that's just it, right? Like that was one of our biggest complaints in the Old Testament was that they're like, yeah, take care of the poor, leave the fruit on the side of the fucking field, and that's for the poor, right?
Yeah.
But also make sure you give money and all the stuff to the people that are in charge.
Yeah.
There's always this aspect of taking care of the poor and the lesser than, right? But then it's a
wink and a nod.
Right. Well, then
Yeah. We got to take care of the poor. But anyways, back to the rich.
Right. Yeah. You guys need to give us the church, the Jesus,
the
your
big
shit.
Money.
You need the to give us money. The shit. So yeah.
They can have the dregs, but we will take 1/10. We will take your firstborn. We will take your fanciest, your best, prettiest animal. Give us the most awesome. Give us the first off the top, you know, the cream of the crop.
Right.
Right? That's where that comes from.
Sure.
Give us the biggest, the best, the prettiest, the most, the first.
Yeah.
Because that's what the rich need. More rich. I don't know why. I don't know when is enough. Apparently never.
Right.
Greedy gonna greed, I guess. Then, moving on.
Yeah.
One of the 12, capital T, big important 12,
yeah.
You know, his Tucci gang.
Sure.
The one called Judas Iscariot.
He's the bad Judas.
Right. So one of the 12, the Judas one, went to the chief priest and asked, what are you willing to give me if I deliver him over to you? Just asking. Just wanted to know.
Sure.
I'm curious. Because he's a
asking for a friend.
He's a fucking freak. So
right.
I'm just curious. Just off the top of my head.
Did you see him just waste all that fucking perfume?
Right?
Jeez.
Wow.
Think of all that money he just wasted.
So they counted out for him 30 pieces of silver. Which I don't know if that was a lot or not. But
yeah, I
bet we find out.
Well, I do know that that's a thing. Like people that 30 pieces of silver was, you know.
It's blood money.
Yeah.
And, oh, if you watched the movie, hold on.
Why do I have struggling here?
No, because it starts with a C. It's got Keanu Reeves in it. I keep wanting
Constantine.
I want to say Constantinople, and I'm like, it's not Constantinople. Constantine. I was doing an autism just then.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. If you watch the movie Constantine, like, that's a big deal. Like, they talk about the 30 pieces in that movie, which is so good.
Sure.
Great comic book movie. Anyways, whatever.
Yeah.
Totally beside the point. 30 pieces of silver.
Sure.
It's a thing.
Judas Iscariot.
Judas Iscariot. The bad Judas.
The bad Judas.
Yeah.
Because there's two. Sometimes.
There are. But the other one is just like, you know, Judas, whatevs. This is Judas Iscariot.
Right, right.
He's the bad guy.
Yeah.
Okay? From then on, Judas watched for an opportunity to hand him over.
Okay.
He's like, I got my eye on him.
Yeah.
Because they gave me 30 pieces of silver. But
here's the part that bugs me, right?
Mm-hmm.
The part that bugs me that Jesus already knows he's dying. He's been telling them all
right.
that he's dying, right?
Yeah, I'm going to die.
Like, how do we know? Because Jesus dies, right?
Yeah.
How do we know that Judas didn't just, like, plan this out with Jesus?
Right.
To get, like, 30 pieces of silver. Right. And then, like, maybe he gave that to somebody that was poor.
I mean, and
I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's the... I'd love to hear the story of Judas Iscariot. You know, like, how did this go, actually?
I mean, if you read the book by Christopher Moore called Lamb... They do get into that a little bit, and it is pretty fucking great.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You remember that book? You read it?
I did, yeah, but I don't remember. It's been a while since I read it. So. We
probably should re-up that book.
Agreed.
It was so good.
It was.
Okay, anyways, moving on. On the first day of the Festival of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover? We're about to have our Last Supper.
No,
where do you want to eat?
This is exciting.
We're thinking Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Red Lobster.
Yeah.
What? Applebee's?
Right.
He replied in red ink, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, the teacher says, my appointed time is near. I'm going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house."
Okay.
So
he just walks says, "Hey, we're going to do this here."
I don't know what the certain man is.
Right.
So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. So whoever the certain man is, I guess maybe is irrelevant.
Sure.
He's like, go to so-and-so's house.
Kind of like whoever's asses those were that they stole.
Yeah. Go to my friend, what's his name, that I'm not going to mention in the Bible at all.
Right. Yeah.
The lady that dumped the perfume, I'm going to not name her either.
Yeah.
These people are... not that important.
I mean, he's got God behind him, so maybe they just, like, went to a random house and they said, "God, dinner, go."
Yes. So
that's how I'm viewing this, because right? That's how I want to view it, and there's no other... You can't tell me I'm wrong.
You can't, yeah. So they
you
get
can
it.
Tell me I made up something, which I did, but, you know.
But, I mean, prove it didn't happen.
It's still fun.
It is fun.
In my head.
So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover at so-and-so's house.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
When evening came, Jesus was reclining, as he does, you know,
yeah,
at the table with the 12. He always be reclining
at
the table.
He smells good, too, because, you know, he's got perfume on him.
And clearly, even though this is like a day or two later, he has not showered yet.
I mean, there's not a lot of showers back then. You got to get into like a river and shit.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, rain or something, maybe. I don't know.
But he was like, she's perfuming me for my death coming up.
Right.
So he did not wash it off. He did not go to the river and wash it off.
Right. Yeah.
So he kind of stinky already, is my opinion.
Right.
And while they were eating, he said, "Truly I tell ya," you know, hand on heart.
Sure. Yeah.
"Truly I tell ya, one of you will betray me." I did know that was a line, but it's funny that it's just like,
yeah,
he's like eating his fried chicken. And then he's like, "By the by, one of y'all bitches totally gonna betray me."
I want to take this moment here to point out that this was written after Jesus fucking dies.
This was written during the time that the second temple fell.
Yeah, I just, like, people love to say
he knew.
He prophesied all these things. It's like, that's bullshit.
No,
this is a historical accounting of something that someone interpreted after the fact.
After it had already happened.
Like that is.
And my guy was not even there.
Right.
Matthew, nor any of his peoples, they were not even there.
Where?
At the dinner.
Oh, they weren't?
This happened 70 years later.
Oh, no, but Matthew was at the dinner.
No, he wasn't.
He's one of the apostles, so he was at the dinner.
I don't think he was.
Okay, the Last Supper has all the apostles there, so, like, he was definitely there. But that being said,
I don't think he was there.
He was.
Okay.
But the people that wrote this are disciples of Matthew.
Okay.
Later on.
Okay.
So, yes, you're right. Matthew didn't write this, but Matthew was there.
I don't think he was.
If this actually happened.
I don't think he was there.
Okay. Well,
that's my opinion.
Okay.
He didn't name him. I don't think he was there.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay, but the
He's part of Tucci Gang, so I guess you're right.
Have you seen the Last Supper picture? There's 12 fucking
disciples. Can you name all of them?
No, but Matthew is one of the 12.
He was an apostle?
Yes.
All right. He's a Tucci Gang. The apostles are Tucci Gang.
He's not the author of this book, but he was at the supper.
I'm not arguing with you on that
and
one.
Yes, he's part of the Tucci Gang. Okay,
thank you. All right, whatever. Do you know which one he was in the picture?
He was Matthew. No, I don't. The picture is fucking fake.
The photograph.
They didn't, like, draw it while they were having dinner.
No, they took the photograph, and then they put it in the Dan Brown book. Do you know which one it is?
For God's sakes.
Which one was he?
Anyway.
They were very sad. They're like, oh, one of us bitches is going to snitch on you. Mm. We're going to turn on you. Well,
apparently one of them already knew anyway.
Wow.
So, no.
And they begin to say to him one after the other, surely you don't mean me, Lord. I would never. Jesus replied, the one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. Mm-hmm. It would be better for him if he had not been born.
I see.
Damn.
Even though this is prophesied by Jesus.
Yeah.
So regardless of what transpires, this was always going to happen.
Right.
But the person that does it is forever damned.
Right. So Jesus is basically looking straight at Judas Iscariot and going, it sucks that you totally did the thing that you were destined to do. I cannot believe that you betrayed me the way that I wrote that you would. I cannot believe you're doing what God willed you to do.
I'd like to point,
oh my gosh.
I'd like to point this out too. So Judas Iscariot is one of the main dudes around Jesus, right? Mm-hmm.
He just hanging there with 30 pieces of silver in his bucket. Sure.
But would you really betray the Son of God if you thought he was the Son of God?
No.
Right. So, I'm sitting here thinking that him being the Son of God was a little bit in question at some level.
Right.
It wasn't a secured, like, this guy's definitely the Son of God.
So not just able to do magic, but better magic than all the other false prophets that can also do magic, because magic do be happening on every street corner by every single fucking guy who claims to be the prophet.
But this guy was not impressed, right?
No, clearly.
So it strikes me that maybe this guy wasn't as impressive as we like to make him out to be.
Or as, you know, the Bible says.
Yeah, that's all. That's all I was
getting at. No, I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
He's like, this guy, he's a rabble rouser. He's causing all kinds of fucking problems. He keeps telling us shit's about to go down. This seems really, really bad. And, you know, I know that they're looking for him. I'm just going to turn him over.
Right, yeah.
He's not able to do any more magic than anybody else.
Motherfucker's already been saying he's going to die. I'm just taking 30 pieces of silver for it, so whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
But I am going to eat the fried chicken first.
Sure, why wouldn't you?
I would eat fried chicken first.
Fucking buffet before, you know.
Listen, fried chicken is so fucking good. I don't care what anybody says. It's one of the best. I fucking love fried chicken.
Right.
Honestly, I really, really have not had some KFC recently enough.
We are not sponsored by KFC.
I feel like we need to have KFC soon, though. Like, maybe this weekend we need to have some KFC. Oh, I'm just saying. I'm a cheap date.
Okay.
I love fried chicken. Okay, right, anyways. Yeah. Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, surely you don't mean me, Rabbi. Jesus answered, you have said so.
Oh,
yes. Wink, wink.
Right.
I mean, what's funny is he's like, one of you will betray me. Don't you mean to say one of them already fucking has betrayed you?
Right. Yeah. If you're the Son of God, you already know.
Yeah.
Which obviously he's alluding to, because he's like, whatever
you say.
Right.
If you say so. Yeah. Okay. While they were eating, Jesus took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body. This is where we get communion.
Yeah, sure.
This is my body.
Right.
Yeah.
But why is the food his body?
It's symbolic.
I understand.
The Catholics believe it really is, because it says that there's blood.
Well, and you drink his fucking blood too, right? Yeah. But to me, that stuff is emblematic of the when he dies, right? Mm-hmm. Like not the before feast. So like, right. What the fuck are we eating right now? Is he cutting off slices of his Jesus self and like serving it up?
It feels very vampiric and cannibalistic to me, but what the fuck do I know?
Like, how do you eat the blood and drink, or how do you drink the blood and eat the body. Flesh of somebody who is still alive?
Right, right.
That's weird.
But he's like, here, take this bread. This is my body. Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
So he's going to drink his own blood.
He just did.
No, okay. Well, I thought he said he's not going to partake until
He took a cup and he gave thanks and he says, drink it, all of you, and then pour it out for the forgiveness. And then I'm not going to drink anymore.
But it's just, again, this is weird because he has not died yet.
Right.
And I'm just.
This is my body. This is my blood. Like, what if he just like plucked eyebrow hairs and was like, and this is my eyebrow hairs. And like, what if he clipped his fingernails and was like, and this is my fingernails, and then what if he like peed and was like, and this is my pee, like,
sure,
it's so arbitrary, like which parts of his body he shares.
But I think the part that I'm trying to get at is that the whole symbolism of this act of, like, especially like the churches that take part in the sacrament, right?
Yeah,
like it's eating his flesh and drinking his blood, right?
Yeah.
Because he died for our sins.
Yeah,
right? Not because he lived and ate dinner.
Right,
right. Like that is just a weird fucking way to introduce this before he's died. Like this should be something that, in my opinion, occurred after he died, that they're then partaking in this feast of Jesus to further him and
but Jesus is saying, do this henceforth.
I get it.
If he's dead, he can't be there to say
he could have wrote it down. This is him writing it down.
This is him writing it down, saying, do this henceforth.
All right.
I have to tell you this story, though. Very related.
Is it?
Yeah. So when me and my sister were in our like late teens, early 20s,
yeah.
My sister went to this church with my parents, and my parents were really good friends with the pastor. It was a lady pastor, actually, interestingly enough.
Okay.
But anyway, she always overbought the bread for the holy bread or what the fuck ever.
Yeah.
And so after she was done with the service, she would give out the bread.
I'm sorry, what?
She would give out the leftover bread.
Okay.
And it was so weird eating the communion bread. Because it was like a loaf of bread. It wasn't like
they... Who wants some Jesus?
Right?
Come get your Jesus.
But I mean, I love bread, so I was like, I'll eat the bread. I don't fucking care.
Sure, right.
And so, you know, we're eating the church bread that's like, that used to be Jesus's body, but just for a minute. Like, now it's normal bread again.
Right.
It's not holy anymore.
Yeah, because it's not in a fucking church.
Right? Yeah.
Like, it makes no sense.
Well, there's that extreme, right, where anybody can just eat the fucking loaf of bread that she bought at, like, Kroger's or whatever.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Local grocery store. Anyway, then conversely, you read about a young person who actually begged the Catholic Church,
yeah,
including up and through the Pope, to allow her to have an alternate form of communion, a different type of wafer cracker, because she's gluten intolerant.
Right.
And they would not allow it.
Right.
So on the one hand, you've got, yeah, bread, what the fuck, ever eat it? I just buy fucking Kroger. Yeah.
Is it symbolic or not?
Yeah.
Is it fucking real or not?
Right.
Right.
Now, I mean, granted, one is like the Catholic Church hardcore and the other was like, you know, just some weirdo Protestants, not Catholic.
Right.
But Christian is Christian, right?
Yeah,
I mean, we know from the outside, like, there's Christian and then there's Catholic. Oh, they're like super Christian. Oh, no. Like, they go way back. They're the original. They're the OG, you know? There's Christian and then there's the real Christian, the hardcore Christian, the Catholic.
Okay.
Right? And so they take their fucking wafers very fucking seriously. But you know what's funny is that you buy those fucking wafers the same way you buy the fucking loaf of bread.
Oh, I know.
You buy them in a goddamn box at Costco.
Right.
You know? Yeah. But no, they're very serious. They're very for realsies and symbolic. And if you are gluten intolerant, even though God made you perfect, right? You're perfect as you are.
Sure.
Fuck you. You can't take communion, burn in hell, and die.
Right, right.
You're perfect to
except
die.
Except you're not.
Right, yeah, right. Right. And to me, that's like so symbolic of the entire you're perfect, but you're not. God made you perfect, even though he put the wrong fucking chromosomes in you so that, you know, you don't feel like you belong in the body that you were given. And therefore, you are... You decide to be a trans person. Decide to be is the wrong choice of words. You decide to be an out trans person to appear as you know that you truly are on the inside.
Right.
Right. And yet somehow that's not okay either because God made you perfect. He just wants you to be all fucked up. He just wants you to be gluten intolerant and go to hell and die and not take communion. He just wants you to have fucked up chromosomes that don't represent who you really are.
Right.
He just wants you to have breast cancer and die of it. Don't go get breast cancer surgery. God made you perfect the way you are.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing glasses? Why you get a stent in your heart? I do this every week because I'm just like, well, did God fuck up or didn't he? I just don't know. Where's the fucking medical line? What is the line?
I mean,
where are you perfect and where do you get to like assist?
Look, you know my stance and your stance. God isn't fucking real.
No, I understand right? that. But so, this is what pisses me off about people.
No, we're having to fight against interpretations of these texts from thousands of years ago that make no goddamn sense. Right? Right. Because they just don't apply to anything today. They don't apply to anything that is even halfway reasonable. Like, they're just really, it's just really weird shit.
It's so weird.
Right. And if you really think, I mean, like, literally, they're kind of talking about cannibalism here.
Yes, that's like, what I said.
We're eating and drinking, like, we're eating human flesh and God flesh, whatever, who's made in the image of you. Who cares?
No, that's what but I said. It's,
flesh
it's
and blood.
Literally like, vampirism and cannibalism. It's so fucking weird.
Right, and I get it's symbolic, but we're symbolically being cannibals.
Yes.
So there you go. Whatever.
Fucking vampires and zombies and shit. That's where the stories come from.
Right.
They spring up from fucking Jesus who can't decide if it's bad to be gluten-free or not.
Right.
Like, I'm so sorry I'm gluten intolerant. You fucking made me this way, asshole.
I suppose, though, in reality, a real vampire would be a lot scarier than a symbolic vampire.
That is true. That is
true. If we're getting right down to it.
Although it does depend on if we're talking about the sparkly, human-y type vampires from Twilight.
Sure.
Versus all the other fucking vampires ever.
Right, right.
Although there are some sexy ones, like in the Vampire Diaries, they were pretty hot. Just saying. And some of them were like, have a heart. We only take blood from bad people or from animals, just right. like the Twilight vampires. Like, we really try to whitewash vampires into, like, romantically gothic good guys.
Right, yeah.
But they're always broody.
Yeah.
I mean, even Angelus / Angel from Buffy. And then Spike. We love to hate Spike. Well, yeah,
Spike's great. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Right. We want our vampires. We want them to be broody good guys.
Yeah.
And we still want them to be vampires. But what we want most is for them to only suck the blood of people that we think deserve it.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what Jesus does. He's like, I want to curse people, but only people I think deserve it. And I get to be the boss of who that is. And I can change my mind on any given day. And if you didn't invest my money, you're a fuckface and I hate you and go to hell and die. And if you are gluten intolerant, go to hell and die.
Right, right.
But if you are pouring perfume on me and gold and riches, you're fucking awesome. Unless sometimes, I don't know, I got to remember the poor and then, you know, I sure. might say that you can't be a camel going through the eye of a needle, in which case that is true also.
It's a very fine line, what sends you to hell and what doesn't. And
the line
I'm
moves.
Not sure that it's even clear clearly laid out.
No, so, like, the line moves all the fucking
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
Narcissists love to move the goalposts. Okay. So anyways, when they had sung a hymn, like, yay, you know, he's like, I'll drink with you, but now I'm not going to drink anymore. This is my blood. Bye. Anyway, when they had sung a hymn.
Yeah.
They went out to the Mount of Olives.
Okay.
You know, that mountain where he's always like sitting down and telling a story.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm about to teach you a thing. Okay.
Okay.
Then Jesus told them, this very night, you will all, that sounds like a beginning of a ghost story. This very night, you will all fall away on account of me, for it is written, quote, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered, end quote. I don't know where that's from, but we'll find out.
Okay.
You know, because anytime I do these, where the fuck are you quoting from?
Right.
I always try to find where he be quoting from.
Sure.
So anyway, he's quoting somewhere from the OT, I'm sure. But after, he continues, after I have risen. Ooh, he's talking about his rising now. Okay,
yeah.
I will go ahead of you into Galilee.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah, I guess. I didn't know that's where they were going, but now we do.
No.
Or where he's going, I guess.
They're headed off to Galilee.
He's going to go after he's dead to Galilee.
Galilee, 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 la, 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 la.
I don't know what just happened there, but okay.
As I go a wandering along the Valerie.
I know what you're singing.
Well, I was saying Galilee instead of.
I got that.
Oh,
I understood that.
You were looking at me like I was crazy. Galilee is a funny word, and it reminds me of. Valerie, Galerie,
Galerie. No, I got it. Okay. I got it. Okay. They're saying echolalala on our Discord. Echolalala,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. I guess I did an autism. Sorry. I like to call it, I did a pattern recognition, but okay. Anyway, Peter's like, cool, cool, cool. And he replied, even if all fall away on account of you, I never will.
Okay. He's like,
I will totally never fall away from you. I totally got you, Jesus.
Who says that?
Peter.
Peter.
Peter Pumpkin Eater.
Okay.
He's all like, right. No.
He's like, I'm the best. I'm not going to do that.
I'm a good guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Truly, I tell you, you know, hand truly, on heart,
yeah.
Right? He's, truly, I tell you, right. Jesus says, this very night before the rooster crows, you will disown me three fucking times.
Three times. Damn.
Just once, three times. Wow.
Before they wake, before then the morning.
Yeah. He's like.
And this guy's like, nah, man.
This guy is like, I would never. And Jesus was like, not only would you would three times, and you would three times in the next 6 hours.
Okay. But again, I mean, I'm just, so these guys are going to betray him three times in the next 6 hours, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does not feel like any of them really would be like feeling like he's the son of God type person. You know, I just like,
let me, okay, hold on.
You know.
But betray you like to your buddies that you're hanging out with, like peer pressure.
I mean, we'll find out.
Or betray me like to the Roman fucking army that are like poking sticks into you and saying, give them up now or we'll kill you.
Right. Or you're all going to die, but there's only enough people to chase one, and obviously they're going to go after Jesus. So like, let's just get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Right.
I don't know.
Well, I might give him up, and that's the case.
Like, dude already said he's going to die, so why don't we just let him die?
Nothing I say is going to change
right?
It.
Yeah. It's already set in stone, you know? Right?
Yeah. Like, look, I'm not trying to die.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. That's all.
Yeah. And is that really betraying him? He already said he's going to die.
That's true. You know, is it betraying him?
Well, that's my question about Judas, too. Like, is it really betraying him if he's already, like, this is already predetermined?
You already said what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, like, this is the thing that's already been set up.
I mean, it's similar to the question of, can it really be said that Jesus sacrificed if, like, but he's a God, though?
Right.
He's God.
And Judas...
he didn't lose anything.
Judas Iscariot could be over there and be like, hey, I'm just fulfilling a prophecy here. You know, like, that's all I'm doing. What?
I've heard people say, like, no, but he was there as a human. And I'm like, but he's God. He could stop any minute.
Right.
He lost nothing.
Yeah.
That's not sacrifice.
You're right.
Sacrifice is when you're giving up something.
Yeah, like, and what the fuck did you give up?
You don't have the option of, like, yeah, it's going to hurt, but at the end of it, like, give me a week, I'll be fine.
Right.
Like, I could do that.
Well, not only that, but he gets to spend the rest of his days, like, hanging out in heaven and shit.
Right.
Like, apparently that's some good stuff, you know?
Like, I'm not saying I would like it, but, like, I guess if you got to tear my guts out or something, that would suck. It would totally suck.
Yeah.
But if I knew that, yeah, but, like, a week later, I'll be fine.
Right.
And it's, then it's, I get to live forever.
It just doesn't seem like that big of a deal.
That's,
like,
not sacrifice.
You didn't really do much there.
Right.
You just died. You died knowing you'd come back and also go to heaven type, you know, like, you're going to have your throne. You're getting a fucking throne in heaven.
Yeah.
You said that.
He said that. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. That's not a sacrifice. He didn't lose a single thing. He didn't even lose a toe. Let's be honest.
We don't know.
He came back to life or what the fuck ever. All his toes were intact.
I mean, you could walk around without a toe. Like, they might have took
but that wasn't even a sacrifice.
I'm pretty sure his spleen got hurt.
But he still had it later.
I mean, but it would have been, like, you know,
because I bet you anything it says that he came back whole.
But they stabbed him.
They stabbed him, but then it fixed itself.
Okay.
That's my point. He lost literally nothing. Not even a hair on his head, because he came back whole. So what the fuck? That's not a sacrifice.
Right.
Your pain means nothing. If it leads to nothing.
We haven't got to him coming back yet.
So I know. Fucking annoyed I'm already there. Okay? All right. Anyway, he's like, you're totally going to give me up 3 times. But Peter declares, even if I have to die with you, I would never disown you, bro.
Okay.
And all the other disciples said the same.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
Right.
Like, no, I got you.
Like, but if they're
sitting there to his face, like, yeah,
right.
Like, I mean, I'm the only bitch I know that might be like, well,
doesn't this make them liars?
Yeah, that's his point.
Okay, all right.
He's like, all y'all are liars, and that's okay. I forgive you, but you are liars, though.
Okay.
And they're like, I'm not. And he's like, no, but you are. But it's okay.
So they're trying to show the flaws in humanity here.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You all don't know that you're going to screw up, but you're going to screw up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Whereas I would be like, I mean, the Roman army is kind of scary, Jesus, so I probably will. I'm just being honest. Like, that's the way I would be. I would be like, I'm just being honest. I mean, I'm not trying to die. Like, what if we just leave now? We could leave now. Or you could go ahead and magic yourself right now and, you know, just magic all of us. Like,
yeah.
You're so magical.
Right.
You're mad.
Right.
You are God.
You stopped that fucking storm. You made all that food. You know, like, you did some shit, man.
And then if he was like, no, you have to suffer, I'd be like, I'm out. I'm not.
Right.
Then I will betray you. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Like,
sure.
I'm sorry in advance for the fact that I will absolutely 100% betray you.
Right.
Like, I'm just honest like that. Like, it's part of my autism. Like, I would try to be honest and say the best situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. Anyways, then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, which, okay. I love saying that word. Say it.
Gethsemane.
Gethsemane. Gethsemane.
Yeah. Right.
It reminds me of Puff the Magic Dragon. He goes to a place called Hanalei.
Okay. I don't know why Gethsemane and Hanalei.
Hanalei. They're both so fun to say.
I'm not really sure how you got there, but okay.
Hanalei.
The Magic Dragon.
He goes to a place called Hanalei.
Sometimes I feel like your brain just wants to sing, so it makes some sort of odd connection.
No, that is 100% true.
Just so you can sing something on the podcast.
100% true.
Okay.
100% true. I do love to sing, but, and also,
yeah.
I have these pattern things that I do.
Yeah,
I can't help it.
I didn't say, you know.
And Gethsemane is fun. It's just a fun. I think everybody right now that's listening should stop everything, whatever you're doing, even if you're driving, just stop your car in the middle of the highway.
Yeah.
Just stop. And then,
not in the middle of the highway.
No, I think you should stop.
No.
Whatever you're doing,
find a safe place and pull over first.
And then say the word Gethsemane, Gethsemane, Gethsemane. 3 times, and then go Hanalei, Hanalei, Hanalei. And then if you do that, you will agree with me. Those are some really fun words to say.
If you do that, wife will appear in your car mirror.
Ha 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 Yeah, I will. I try to do all my wicked laughs. Okay. Anyways, Jesus went with his disciples to this fun place called Gethsemane. Yeah. And he said to them, y'all sit over here while I go over there and pray. Mm. You sit here, I go there. Okay. You sit here, I go there. Okay, I'm about to go pray.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
He took Peter and the other two sons of Zebedee.
Right.
Zebedee.
The three guys that were up on the...
Yeah.
The only three guys that knew that they saw Moses and all that shit. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The tea party.
This is the small group.
It was the Elijah. So
something's going to happen here.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen.
It's the Elijah and the Moses and the Peter at the tea party with the two guys.
It's always these three guys with Jesus when something goes down.
Yeah.
That can't possibly be fucking explained.
No.
So what the fuck? Okay.
Okay,
all right, I'm ready.
All right. So he took his actual party... He took his tea party along with him, over here.
Yeah,
hey, we're going to go. Y'all stay here.
Yeah, you can't be part of this.
Come with me.
Right.
Come with me. Yeah, and he's like gesturing. And he's
this
like,
is the super here, secret thing.
Hey, can I talk to you guys for a minute alone? Come outside. Yeah, come over here.
Right.
And he began to be sorrowful and troubled.
Okay.
Then he said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death.
Wow.
Stay here and keep watch with me.
I didn't know Jesus was depressed.
He just needs some aleve. No, not aleve. he needs that for his headache.
Wellbutrin
and Zoloft and Lexapro.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what he needs.
Right.
Xanax.
Sure.
He does need to take a fucking chill pill.
Right.
Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground, you know, as they always do.
Does he have a sackcloth, maybe?
Probably. I bet he's about to grit his teeth. Gnashing of teeth and pulling
his hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. He fell with his face to the ground and prayed, my father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me.
Oh, is this the cup of the
take this cup from me.
Okay.
You know, I don't want this to happen. This is going to fucking suck. Dad, don't make me go through this. That's what he's saying.
All right.
Yet, not as I will, but as you will. He's saying, it's up to you, Yahweh, Father, God, Dad, Sky Daddy person. Yeah. But this is going to suck, and I would really prefer not to go through it if you could just, like, not.
So this is the part where we're supposed to feel sorry for Jesus because he's having such a rough time about the whole dying thing.
Yes.
Even though he's been promoting it the whole time here recently.
Correct.
And also he's going to come back from the dead.
Yes.
And then sit on a throne in heaven.
This is where we're supposed to be like, see, it was a sacrifice because he's a human going through it. And he's experiencing human fear and human anxiety and human suffering in anticipation of the bad that's about to happen.
Right.
He's so human in this moment. He's the humanest human that ever humaned. Okay. He's, one might say, more human than human. I have zero sympathy.
Right.
Just to be clear, I hate this guy so much.
Just in his parables, how many people did he damn to hell?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this guy has been very damning to people.
He's so damnish.
And now he's
a dammer.
And now I feel like this is almost a betrayal to God. Like you're faltering here.
It's to show his humanity.
To show his humanity. Okay.
Yes. Right. Yes. We're supposed to be like, even Jesus was scared sometimes.
Yeah.
See? He's so human.
Okay.
Look at how human he is. See him being human right here? Okay.
Okay.
You get it?
No, I get what they're doing. It's just
it sucks and it's so bad.
They've been setting them up as this deity the whole time, and now they're taking 2 seconds to show his humanity.
This is worse, more poorly written than 50 Shades of Grey. Just to be clear. Because that guy in the book, Christian, he had a redemption arc.
Yeah.
And it still sucked. Don't get me wrong.
Sure, sure.
His redemption arc was nowhere near as bad as the Jesus arc.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you that it wasn't good.
This is more like 27 Shades of Jesus.
I hate it so much. Why 27? Where'd you get that number?
Because it's less than 50.
Or 42?
Yeah.
Because 50 Shades of Grey.
You said this was worse than 50 Shades of Grey.
No,
so
it's true.
So I was going for a lesser number, you know.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
All right, so he's like, this is going to suck so bad. Do I have to? Anyways, then he returns to his disciples, and he found them sleeping. You know, his tea party disciples, not the whole rest of the gang.
Yeah.
So, okay. So first he's got his whole gang, right? And then he's like, Peter Ambrose, come over here. And then he's like, okay, now that I got you over here, y'all fucking chill right here for a minute. I have to go pray to my dad for a minute.
Okay.
So he's got two different groups of guys. He's got the big group and then he's got the tea party group.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And then so he walks away and then he cries and he's like, Dad, I don't want to do that. I don't want to suck. So then he returned to Peter and guys.
Okay.
Peter and company.
Yeah.
And he goes, they were sleeping.
So he didn't want the other guys to see him break down.
No.
Okay.
They were sleeping.
Only three people could see him break down.
No, the three people didn't even get to see him. They fell asleep and he went away from them.
Okay. Okay.
To break down.
So no one saw this, but they still wrote about it.
Yes. Yes. Later. That is correct. So then after he broke down by himself,
yeah.
He came back to just his small little Peter and company group, the small one.
Yeah.
And he found them sleeping. Ugh, couldn't you even men keep watch with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter.
Okay.
So he's pissy because they were like, ugh.
Right, but he's got very little time before he dies. So did he relay this story? Because, like, how did they find out? How did they know this?
I don't know.
I'm very confused.
I don't know. He walked away and Peter and them were like, ugh. He brought us over here to talk to us, and now he's leaving us. He took us away from the big dinner. I thought we were, like, coming over here to get prizes or something for being a special.
Sure.
But instead, he's going over there.
Is them falling asleep one of the betrayals?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway. I'm
just trying to keep track in my head.
Jesus is all pissy, and he's like, couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? Fuck! And then he's like, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. Even though I just said that you will, I know you're going to. It's written in the fucking Bible.
Yeah, and I'm a God, and I'm telling you that this is going to happen. But you know, don't do it.
Oh, here we go. I love this. Ready, okay, ready, ready. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Oh, I cannot with this bullshit.
I mean, it had to have come from the Bible, right?
I know, but there it is.
I didn't expect to hear
it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I wish I was a better person. But the fact of the matter is, I am going to eat that whole bag of Oreos. The flesh is weak. What can I do? Like, I feel like that is okay, let me take a step back and put this in less funny terms. Let's talk about this from a mental health issue thing.
Yeah.
Like, that is literally the plea of every alcoholic or drug addict.
Sure.
That wants to not be this way, right? The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
I think it's a very relatable experience for humans, right? Like, mm-hmm. So that saying obviously has some oomph to it because humans are like, yeah, I want to not do this thing, but it's really hard not to do this thing, right?
But
it's very relatable.
Where I was going to go with that, though, was unfortunately that also gets weaponized and abused by people who do bad and horrible things.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're
it's
like,
weaponized because it's in the Bible.
Yeah,
and, you know,
that's my point.
Sure.
That's my point. They're like, geez, I wish I wasn't rapey, but what can I do?
Right.
You know? Geez, I wish I wasn't a pedo, but, you know, what can I do?
Right.
The spirit is willing, but, you know, I just love to fuck. You know, the flesh is fucking, look at this flesh, it's just floppy. I gotta do something with it, it's so weak.
Right, right.
Like, I'm trying to recognize both sides of it, which is that it is a very serious mental health plea to want to be better and to be so sad that you can't be. But it is also weaponized and abused as an excuse for bad behavior.
Sure.
And I hate that.
I mean,
I hate that it's both.
You could say that about a lot of things in the Bible, too.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of things that are weaponized for bad in the Bible by a lot of people.
Right. I just hate that this one works both ways.
Sure.
I hate that.
Sure.
All right. Anyways, he's like, come pray with me, you fucks. Stay awake so that, you know, you won't be betrayers that I just actually said you will be.
Sure.
Okay. He went away a second time.
If he wants them to stay awake, why don't you stay with them? Why did you separate these guys out?
You could
just to leave them alone the rest of the time.
You could put some music on,
right?
Well, and no, dance
they
and couldn't. Sing.
They didn't have. I mean, not unless you had like a.
You could get
a
your little
with them or something. You know,
you could get your little band going. You know, like you know, your little tambourines and fucking music.
Yeah, I guess.
You could be dancing and singing is all I'm saying. Sure. To stay awake.
Yeah.
I don't know why they got to stay awake. I don't know why it's so fucking important.
Right, right.
But anyway, he's like, stay awake, bitches. Good.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, y'all stay awake. I'm going to go over here again.
Okay. So he's going away
and again. They're like, okay.
Right.
So he goes away and says, my father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, fuck, may your will be done.
Okay.
So he's still so like... So
he's going off on his own again to complain.
To make the same request to be like, I really don't want to fucking do this.
Yeah.
When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. I mean, to be fair, they did just come from a fucking party.
Right.
And were left there for like an hour just chillaxing.
Yeah, they drank all his blood, you know? Like, that's...
It is the middle of the night, just saying.
Some good shit from what I hear. Jesus blood?
Jesus you know? Blood.
Yeah.
Exquisite. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time. Yeah, this must be the three times that they quote-unquote deny way. Him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I would be like, oh, I didn't know that's what you meant. I guess I would have tried
staying
harder.
Staying awake throughout, like staying up all night is...
To pray.
To pray is, and not being able to do it is betraying him?
Apparently.
Or whatever?
But I don't think they quite, like, we didn't even know for sure, like, oh, is that what he's talking about? That's no big deal.
Maybe they're just really fucking tired, you know? Like, I mean, I've been so tired I can't keep myself awake.
Same.
You know,
same.
Like, people, humans have to sleep.
Look, the average number of hours that people need to sleep at night is 8, but that average is based on the fact that it can actually be anywhere from 6 to 10 hours.
Right.
You are more on the 6 hours.
Yeah.
You only need like 6 hours a night to be good to go.
Right, but when I have to sleep, I have to fucking sleep.
Right, but I need closer to 10 hours a night, and even that, like... Sometimes I need more.
Right.
Like if I've been, if I've spent a day like socializing out and about doing a lot of stuff, the next day, like I'm still in bed all day.
Right.
I need that full 12-hour refresh, start over, rehuman. Yeah. Like that's just the way I am. Can't help it.
Right.
Right. So I think it's really shitty of Jesus to be like, stay awake, period. Pray for me.
Yeah. It seems like a very odd test or whatever the fuck's happening here.
Without explaining.
Especially while he's going off and like complaining to God that he has to die.
Son!
Like, it's just a weird scenario here.
And like, if I was Peter and the other two bros, I'd be like, dude, I didn't know that's what you meant when you said that we're going to betray you 3 times.
Right, I feel like your idea of betrayal is a little fucking like, little much, man.
You weren't clear.
This is a bit much.
Like, if you specifically said, I need to stay awake and pray because otherwise it will be seen by God as a betrayal and that will then fulfill the you have betrayed me
look, thing. I gotta be honest. I'm still waiting for the betrayals because I'm like, this can't be the betrayals, right?
But
like,
but it is.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
So he went off and prayed the third time saying the same thing. Dude, please don't make me die like this. It's gonna suck. Anyway, then he returns to the disciples and said to them, fuck, are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is come and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer.
Hold on. All of this fucking happened.
Overnight. Before the...
And they supposedly betrayed him, and he did all these things, and it's written about in the Bible by humans that were disciples of Matthew. And at no point before he got fucking put up on the cross did he cover this with anybody that was there.
Right.
At no point.
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
I just wanted to throw
according to the book of Matthew, we haven't read any of the other books yet. So
I'm sure probably because it happens all the time, somebody that was writing the book probably got visited by an angel in a dream.
Right.
So whatever. Right. I'm sure that can be explained somehow.
I'm sure Moses
magically.
And Elijah came down and were like, this is what happened.
Right.
Woo, drink some tea.
But like the fact that shit just ends up in the Bible that there's no way it could be in there.
Right.
That were written by humans after the fact once he died.
And
it's just like,
how do they know what he was saying?
This is really suspicious.
We're all asleep. He's over there by himself praying.
Yeah.
How do we know what he was praying about?
Right.
Like, we don't know what he was saying.
We don't even know that he was actually distraught. There's no evidence of that, even within the confines of the whole Bible story, because the story itself is saying that no one could know this stuff.
Right.
Especially the people that wrote it.
Right.
So this is really weird.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay, next section.
Okay.
Whew, it just keeps going. While he was still speaking, saying, "Here comes my betrayer," Judas, one of the 12, arrived. This must be the bad Judas.
Probably.
Judas Iscariot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
With him, was a large crowd armed with swords and clubs sent from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Here they come. They're going to get them.
Okay.
Now, the betrayer had arranged a signal. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. With them. "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him."
Okay. They don't even know who Jesus is?
No. It's not like they have the internet, to be fair.
Well, that's true.
Like, how would they know? Like, they all look the fucking same.
Right, but this guy's apparently, like, entertaining large crowds of people, throwing tables over in temples, and they don't know who... Like, he's not important enough for them to know who the fuck he is.
How would they know
which because one he is? Because he's apparently a rabble-rouser who is, like, causing kinds of problems.
You're not listening to my question, and you're not answering it correctly.
Okay.
They didn't have cameras.
No, I understand that.
How would they know? How would a guard... know what Jesus looks like?
That's what I was getting. Okay. They maybe wouldn't
know the logistics of that.
But you would think that if they were wanting him dead this bad, which it sounds like they were, there'd be somebody in charge that would be like, "Oh yeah, that's the dude. I know. That's the guy we've been looking for."
Yeah, the guy in charge, quote unquote, is Judas Iscariot, and he's like, "I will tell you."
You're missing my point. I'm trying to say that like the Romans want this guy dead. Because, like, there's all these people that have been working to get this Jesus dude who has thousands of people following him, to get him dead, right? Surely they've seen him doing the things that he's doing because they want him dead. So I'm just saying, like, somebody has to know who this guy is, but apparently not enough to not have
somebody point him out. Not the guards, not the Roman guards,
okay, though. And that's fine.
Roman guards, they don't have cell phones. And pictures.
Sure.
They don't know who they're after.
I get that.
It's the people at the bottom of the totem pole that are doing the actual hard labor.
Right.
And they're like...
Jesus wasn't even important enough to send a higher up to go...
Right.
You know, check.
He was just any other fucking magician on a street corner claiming, "I am the one."
Judas just got the cops over there, basically, and they're like, that's the guy right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him.
Okay.
So he's like, this one.
Yeah.
He's the one.
Right.
This one.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus replied, "Do what you came for, friend." Damn. I don't know why, but that made me laugh. He's like, "You kissing me when you know that you're selling me. Fuck you, anyways."
Right, right.
Then the men stepped forward, seized Jesus, and arrested him. Arrested him on the spot.
Yeah.
With that, one of Jesus's companions reached for his sword, drew it out, and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear.
Damn.
That's defense.
Wow.
He stood up for him.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay.
"Put your sword back in its place," Jesus said to him, "for all who draw the sword will die by the sword."
Well, you just cut somebody's ear off, right?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but if I'm a Roman soldier and this dude just cut somebody's ear off, I'm like, you're going to die. You just cut somebody's ear off, man.
Jesus is telling the friend that stuck up for him.
Who cut somebody's ear off?
Yeah.
Right.
And Jesus is like, dude, you're going to die. Just put your sword down. Stop starting a fight.
But what I'm saying is that I feel like he's already gone past the point of no return.
A little late. Yeah. I already did the things.
Right. So you might keep swinging, man.
Yeah. Like. But Jesus is like, nah. "For all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Do you think I cannot call on my Father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels?"
You know, that might be a little bit more impressive than just dying.
Right?
I'm just saying.
But he's like, don't defend me. I'm totally going to die. It's fine. Like, you were literally 5 minutes ago crying, saying, I don't want to die. And now you're like, I could totally stop this if I wanted to.
He could call 12 legions. He said 12 legions.
12 legions of angels. What is a legion? I don't know. Group.
Right, but like how many is in a legion of angels?
I'd have to look that up.
Right, but I feel like it's a lot, right? Like probably. We're talking at least more than like 10 in a legion, right? So like if you got 12 of them, you're talking like 120 angels. I'm going small here because I feel like a legion's bigger than 10. But
maybe
let's say we got 120. Like you get 120 angels, like that's pretty impressive, you know. Like
and he could call legions of angels if he wanted to, but he couldn't get it to take the cup from his lips.
Right, right.
That's funny.
Oh, Paulie in our Discord says a legion's 5,000. So
oh, and he could call 12 of those.
Yeah,
that's a lot of angels.
That's a lot of fucking angels.
I didn't know that there were 5,000 angels, much less 12 times 5,000 angels.
Right. Yeah. Like I don't. That's a lot of fucking angels. Then and before Jesus even gets up there,
right?
And his apostles and all that stuff, and
right?
Like
it's so crowded.
There's a lot of fucking big shots up there.
There is so much going on.
Can you imagine the management that would be involved in trying to corral all those angels and get them to do it? Like what?
I have so much anxiety thinking about that many people.
I feel like that'd be a lot of work trying to manage that many angels.
Clogged toilets.
Do they shit?
I don't know. They drop feathers, surely.
Right?
I mean, how magical are they?
I don't know.
Do they have wings? I don't know.
But if that many angels showed up on Earth, that would have made the news. I don't care who you are.
Well, he didn't call them, so it didn't make the news.
Right, but,
But he could if he wanted to.
Yeah, okay.
He's like, I could, but I'm not I could save myself, but I'm not going to.
Right, but I am going to cry about it last night.
I was just crying about it, how I totally don't want to do this.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, I could if I wanted to.
Right.
Could you, Jesus? I don't necessarily believe you, sir. In that hour. Oh, wait, hold on. But then how would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen in this way? Okay, having said that, sir, why were you just fucking yelling at Peter and his bros for sleeping?
Right.
It was also written that way.
You said that it was going to be that way, and then you got mad at them for being that way.
And again, it's like, you said that Judas was going to betray you, and then you were...
And that's what happened, like, so...
You're so mad at all these people for doing exactly the thing that you literally wrote down
right.
They're going to do.
Yeah. Couldn't you just be forgiving towards all of this since it's already written and
or write a different story?
Whatever, done.
Couldn't you have just not wrote this story?
Yeah.
This story's stupid and I hate it. Okay. Anyways, in that hour, Jesus said to the crowd, "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come out with swords and clubs to capture me?" I feel like the Romans looked at each other and were like, "Yeah, actually, you are leading."
Well, they didn't even know who the fuck he was, so.
But yeah, you are leading a rebellion. That's why they were so eager to sell, to pay money for us to come out to get you. Because
right.
Yes, you actually, in fact, are leading a rebellion. Every day I sat in the temple courts teaching and you did not arrest me. I mean, we wanted to, but we had to like wait for you to actually do something and also to be away from the crowds a little bit.
Yeah.
Because the crowds are so stupid that many of them actually believe that you, for some reason, are the real prophet, as opposed to all of the other magic guys on the street corner screaming about them being the prophet.
Right.
And we're just like, let's just wait till he's not around, everybody. And then we'll get them.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jesus continues, "This has all taken place that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled."
That's why.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. "Then all the disciples deserted him and fled." They were like, "This is so fucked. I'm out." Jesus, everything you just said is so dumb, I can't anymore. I'm not trying to get arrested for stupidity.
They're like, fuck this shit.
They're like,
sorry, you just ain't that cool, man. We were down with all this. Dude, they got swords, man.
You could call legions of angels.
You told us to put down our swords. You're not even going to call your fucking angel bros. And you're just going to leave us here. Fuck you, man. We're out.
I'm out. I'm done. Bye. All right. Next section.
Yeah, okay.
"Those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the teachers of the law and the elders had assembled. But Peter followed him at a distance. So they didn't know. Peter didn't run.
Okay.
Peter Pumpkin Eater, he followed
him. Ran away a little bit, but then he's like, okay, I'm gonna sneak up there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Right up to the courtyard of the high priest he followed. Okay?
Sure.
Yeah. He entered and sat down with the guards to see the outcome. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for false evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death. They're like, this guy, we got to get rid of him. They've been saying that, though.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
But they did not find any, though many false witnesses came forward.
Okay.
Oh, that's like when you have a phone bank, like right after somebody goes missing, and you always get those crank calls or people taking false credit. You gotta, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I know what you're saying, but I feel like what they're trying to say here is that they're trying to set him up,
mm-hmm.
or but that doesn't make. I'm failing to understand what's going on here exactly, because if they call him in front of this group that's trying to prosecute him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's false witnesses, you would think if they were setting them up that they would have been the ones setting up the false witnesses,
right?
So that way they could prosecute him. But apparently they didn't. Pass mustard in front of this group.
You said mustard.
I did.
Mustard.
Yeah. Sorry, that was really dumb.
Leopard.
Anyway,
but no,
I knew that
thing.
Actually. Yeah.
But here's my thing. Like, they arrested him, and they're like, "We got to find a reason that we arrested him." Right?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm still reeling over my mustard comment. So
mustard. Yeah. That's what it. Yeah. But listen.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
But listen. They arrested him. They came all the way out, and they're like,
yeah.
Which one of you is Jesus?
Right.
And then Judas is like, the one I kissed, mwah, him.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're arresting you for something. We'll figure it out later.
Right.
And then they take him away, and they're like, what did we arrest this guy for?
Right. But who are these false witnesses? Like, what's up with the false witnesses, though?
I don't know.
Because, like, that seems like it should be like this is like a preset.
Right.
You know. They've already got the conclusion in mind. Here's the false witnesses. Okay, you're gonna die.
Right.
You know, but the false witnesses are just what? Just people that
I seen them in my backyard.
Who's saying they're false witnesses? And how do you have false witnesses?
What did they claim?
Are witnesses just witnesses?
Well, if they're false witnesses, they're making shit up. What I want to know is what shit were they making up?
Right.
I seen him. He was humping a goat. Nuh-uh. Get the fuck. No, Jesus was not. Get out of here. Well,
but then how do you prove or disprove any of this shit?
I'm just talking
about witness accounts.
I seen him peeing on the wrong side of the tent.
There you go.
Remember back in the old days when that mattered? Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
No, you didn't. Get the fuck out of here. Ooh, the hell you say? I did too. I swear it on my... You swear everything on your mother's grave. Your mother is still alive. We know you, sir. Mr. Jones, go back home. We do not need your help today.
Right, right.
I mean, I want to know what these guys, like, what did they witness?
Right.
All right. Finally, two came forward and declared, this fella said, I'm able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days. Then the high priest stood up and said to Jesus, are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?
Okay.
But Jesus remained silent. The high priest said to him, I charge you under oath by the living God. Tell us, if you are the Messiah, the Son of God, you tell us.
Okay.
Then Jesus replied in red ink, you have said so, but I say to all of you, from now on you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven.
Okay.
So he's like, if you say I'm the Son of God, I guess I'm the Son of God. All of a sudden, he's playing coy.
Right.
He was walking around telling everybody that would listen, I'm totally the Son of God. And now he's like, if you say so, I guess.
Right.
I'm not. Yeah, what? I neither confirm nor deny.
So he's not. Okay.
But.
This is weird.
Yeah. Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, he has spoken blasphemy. Why do we need any more witnesses? Look now, you have heard the blasphemy. What do you think? He is worthy of death, they answered. Then they spit in his face and struck him with their fists.
Jesus.
Others slapped him.
Wow.
And said, prophesy to us, Messiah, who hit you. You did.
Yeah.
Guy, you did.
What the fuck?
This is so silly.
So they were looking for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, but apparently they had to get him to say something.
They're like,
to incriminate himself at least enough for them to, like, they had to make it seem worthwhile, I guess.
Right.
I'm not really. Right.
Like, how about all the other things that he said in public ever that you didn't like?
Well, and they've been so distraught about holding them up, like causing a problem.
Right.
Up until just now. Right. Yeah. Like they were going to cause problems with the people. Right.
Okay. Maybe it was the church leaders had said that he's causing trouble, but now he's in front of the Roman politicians. And so the church leaders are like, this guy been causing problems. And now maybe the Roman leaders are like, yeah, but I mean, I can't just kill him on your say-so. We got to see him committing a crime.
I don't think he's in charge. The Sanhedrin isn't that the church stuff or whatever?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, but he was arrested by the Roman people, by the Roman soldiers.
Yeah, he was arrested by them and brought in front of the Jewish religious council.
Yes.
For prosecution.
Right.
So it's not the Romans prosecuting necessarily.
Okay,
I
see what you're saying.
Okay.
But they're trying to get like the highest power, whoever that is in the room at any given time.
Yeah.
To like witness him. Like we've seen him. We lower leaders have seen him saying some shit. We want him now to, because the higher ups are like, just because you say that doesn't make it true. Like we need to see him actually say some shit.
Sure.
So then they're like, say some shit. And he's like, nah. And then they're like, you've been saying for weeks, you're the fucking son of God. And he's like, if you say so, I guess I am. And they're like, yeah, see. And they're like, okay, you're right. True, totally. Okay, that sucks. Can't even believe he said that.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Sure.
I might have misinterpreted that, but that's what I'm going with thus far until the Q&A proves otherwise.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Anyway, he's like, y'all going to see me coming in on a cloud from now on. Okay?
Okay.
Then the high beat. Okay. Who hit you? They spit on him and shit. Okay. Now Peter was sitting out in the courtyard. Remember Peter?
Yeah.
Pumpkin eater sitting out there like.
Yeah, he followed him up there.
Yeah.
Right.
And a servant girl came up to him, Peter. You also were with Jesus of Galilee, she said. But he denied it before them all. See?
Oh.
He's denying it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I don't fucking know what you're talking about, he said. Then he went out to the gateway where another servant girl saw him and said to the people there, this fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth. He denied it again with an...
This is the three betrayals.
Yeah, I don't fucking know the man. What are you working on? I'm just standing here. I'm just holding up the building, leaning against it. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Right.
After a little while, those standing there went up to Peter and said, surely you are one of them. Your accent gives you away. What accent? Come on, please. Then he began to call down curses. Fuck you! I don't have a fucking accent! And he swore to them, I said I don't know the fucking man, okay? Immediately a rooster crowed.
Wow.
And he was like, oh shit. Then Peter remembered the words Jesus had spoken. Before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. The end.
Okay.
Okay, that was the denials, the sleeping.
But I feel like, what's with all the people asking Peter if he's one of them?
Because if you're with him, you should be arrested and in there with him.
But it was like servants and people that were lowly.
Yeah.
Not people in the court asking him.
Yeah, but they're like, wait, there's this Jesus guy inside that's been arrested and they're questioning him.
Yeah.
I'm fairly certain you're one of his guys. So you probably should be arrested and in there being questioned also.
Right. And I guess all the other guys that were with him took off.
They took off. They dropped their swords and ran. They were like, I'm out.
Right.
Peter's the only one that
followed. He's risking death if he admits to it.
Yeah. Right.
Which I don't blame him.
I don't either.
And more than that, though, I call bullshit on this whole thing happening the way it's said. So, but whatever.
Well, who witnessed it? He was there alone, right?
And also, still, nobody saw him going off and weeping on his own and knew what he was doing.
Right. Right.
So who the fuck did he tell that to?
And who saw Peter, who was there? All the other dudes, all the other disciples ran off, right?
Yeah.
Peter's there by himself.
Yeah.
Who was telling the story of Peter?
I mean, Peter could have relayed that to somebody.
I guess.
But why would you tell other people that you betrayed
Jesus? I would never. Jesus? I'm taking that to the grave.
Yeah. Like, that seems like something that...
That's shameful. Like,
yeah.
He's clearly sad about, like, oh, fuck me. Jesus was right. I am a piece of shit.
Right. And yeah, and there's like nobody else crying. There. And like you said, there's nobody else there to witness this. So who the fuck told this story?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel bad for Peter here, honestly. He's like, God, last night I slept while he asked me to pray. And tonight or today, like, I can't do anything to help him. And then on top of that.
I feel bad for him insofar as the story goes, I guess.
Right, right.
But I call bullshit on the story because the story feels more like this is all just been one big prophecy stuffing bullshit exercise.
No, totally agree. Totally
like
agree.
That's all this is. They're like, hey, Jesus said this. Look what happened. It happened. Oh, Jesus said that. It's going to happen. Oh, Jesus said this. Oh, what's going to happen? Before that, it was, oh, the Old Testament said this. Look what Jesus did. Oh, it's like the whole book of Matthew has been one big fucking prophecy stuff.
Right.
And it's really fucking annoying.
It's just... And I totally 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
The only thing that I'm saying is that what we're supposed to take away with this is, wow, Peter, you really fucked up. You did it bad and you suck.
Yeah.
And I just don't. I'm sure. Like, yeah, I'm giving myself away.
I also don't really, I'm not that mad at fucking Judas because I'm like, this is all stuff that was supposed to happen according to Jesus.
Well, and again, Jesus is kind of wishy-washy. Like, you never know which rules he's trying to break or change or reinterpret.
Right.
And he's not doing the things that they expected him to do. He's not... He's standing up to the Romans, but not the way they wanted. Like, he's just being a fucking problem.
Sure.
And so I don't blame anybody who's like, this fucking guy...
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And Judas is like, fuck this. This is stupid.
Yeah.
And gets him arrested. Like, I don't blame Judas. I don't blame Peter. I don't blame anybody who is like, man, it sucks to live in this age. I'm going to say what I can to, you know, not get in trouble.
Yeah. All right. Before we get out, I'm just going to say this one last time. The book of Matthew was written 40 years after Jesus' death by disciples of Matthew. I just want to make sure that that is clear before we finish this podcast, because a lot of this is bullshit when you look at it from that perspective.
It really is.
And it totally to me, is. That changes the whole way that someone could interpret this whole book, is to understand when the book was written.
Right. And who wrote it.
It really makes a fucking difference.
It does. It really does.
But anyway, that was... Matthew chapter 26.
Sure as fuck was.
And we will be back next time with probably...
Some Q&A.
Or Matthew 27.
Yeah.
Because we're...
We're reading these out of order, so I don't know if a Q&A chapter.
We would have just done... we read 25. Whatever. We're all screwed up on our fucking episodes. There's probably Q&A's coming after this, I think.
Yeah. So. It's either going to be Q&A's or Little Maddie chapter 27.
Yep. And regardless, we will see you next time.
Yes. Bye.
Bye. Wink. You have to explain that now, because that's what we say on our Discord, not on our podcast.
Well, I think that people can figure it out, but...
See you next Tuesday, because we always do our lives on Tuesday.
Right.
People can't figure it out unless you... Because they're not on our Discord.
It's an acronym. Everybody knows that cunt is see you next time. You can't just say cunt.
On our podcast and not explain why you said cunt.
I did just say cunt, and I will just say cunt, and I think most people know that it's an acronym for see you next Tuesday or see you next time.
Well, now that we've explained it, they certainly do.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll see you next time, guys.
Cunt.
Bye. Hey, wife, I guess that's the end.
a husband. That's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.